The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
6-404-5858.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on the Don Kroah Show.
It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. And we welcome you to another edition of the Don Kroah Show. Here we are, right smack in the middle of another week. And I want to remind you quickly, WAVA and New Life Ministry still offering that free resource called 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. And you can get your free copy at our website. Go to WAVA.com, enter the keyword overcome. I've been telling you recently about a powerful documentary that's now available for you and your family to watch at home, especially with all the time we now have on our hands with this current COVID-19 restriction, kind of locking us all down in place, pretty much. It's called No Safe Spaces. It is the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019. Critics have been generous in their kudos for it. Smart, vital, urgent. One of the most important documents that you need to see today. Join me to give us his own considered opinion, and if anybody could tell us about it, this man could. He is the producer of the film, Owen Brennan, founder of Madison McQueen, a political ad agency, and the production company that made No Safe Spaces, featuring our Salem Talk host, Dennis Prager, and also comedian Adam Carolla. So, Owen, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Don, thank you so much for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Well, we're looking forward to this, and I think it couldn't be at a better time in terms of people looking for new and informative things to watch, to learn. What's the core message that every American, in your view, needs to see in this film?
Well, I think one of the reasons why this film is so timely is because that there's a reminder in this film that the most important person in politics is a citizen. And you know, the lesson that you can take away from this film is how to be a better citizen, how to be unafraid of speaking up. You know, we look around the country right now and we have governors who are telling people they don't have a right to protest. We have a mayor who was going to shut down houses of worship permanently, he threatened. You know, we aren't able to have a debate about the right practices or the best medicines because political correctness is more concerned with what we call, you know, this virus. In fact, you know, the Clyde Haberman crowd at the New York Times editorial page is more interested in blaming Donald Trump or framing how we talk about the Chinese flu or cheering on our failing economy right now than to have an honest discussion about how we find our way out of where we are. And the film starts sort of on college campuses where we look at how conservatives have been silenced on college campuses. We tell the story of Ben Shapiro out of Berkeley. We follow Ann Coulter trying to go to Berkeley. But we really, the most interesting aspects of the film are how the left is destroying the left on college campuses. David Rubin has a really poignant line that I remember almost daily. He says to Dennis in an interview, he says, you know, if you have one iota of individuality on the left, if you step out of line just a little bit, they will come after you. And that's true. We show this an amazing story about a professor who called himself progressive up at Evergreen College in the state of Washington, who stepped out of line and, you know, questioned a policy that the campus and that the very woke student body was putting forward, and they chased him off campus. And they had threats for his life. The campus security actually told him that it was not safe for him to come to college campus anymore.
Folks, this is one we need to see. I plan to see it, and I hope you do as well. Talking with the producer, Owen Brennan. Owen, we know that this is one of those films that Hollywood wouldn't touch with a 40-foot pole, let alone anything else. I understand there were efforts to get the major studios to distribute this, maybe even Netflix, but what happened in that regard?
Well, you know, this is not exactly the kind of message that they want spread. And the irony is that we have some great liberal icons in the film. Cornel West, Van Jones, a gentleman by the name of Barack Obama, are actually in our film making the case for the importance of open and honest debate. But this is not the kind of film that Hollywood necessarily produces or promotes. So we actually had to bootstrap everything. We raised all the money on our own. There wasn't a studio that gave it to us. We found a distributor on our own that's sort of outside of the Hollywood universe. We were not able to go with a major studio to get a nationwide release. We released in Phoenix for 1 week. Then we went out to 4 other cities in another week. And we had a pretty good run in theaters. We ended up being the number one reviewed film of all of 2019, according to Rotten Tomatoes, by audiences. So the audiences really loved our film. And we were sitting here with the film, and we were getting ready to do our home distribution deals with DVDs and streaming efforts when Salem actually came to us and said, "Hey, guys, do you guys want to work with us to get this out now? Because everybody's sitting at home looking for some great content." And you know, the film is it's entertaining as well as informative. You know, we have this great roundtable with Adam Carolla and Tim Allen, who's fantastic in the film, talking about how political correctness is ruining comedy and how you can't tell a joke on a college campus anymore, which is sort of an irony for me because I ran the conservative newspaper at the University of Oregon. It was called the Oregon Commentator. And the magazine in and of itself was about 50% National Review and about 50% National Lampoon. So we had plenty of jokes in there, making fun of, you know, the college administration and folks on campus, doing things that you could probably no longer do on a college campus. So it's an entertaining film as well.
Folks, you've been getting a lot of information, good, solid information through the years, through the decades with Salem Media Group. Of course, WAVA is part of that great organization. And what they've done, as Owen just described, teaming up with this effort to get this news out, No Safe Spaces. And I understand it's going to be available for the next 60 days or so. All they need to do is what to see it?
So if you go to nosafespaces.com, there'll be a button there you can click through to go and view it. And for your audience, Don, I really appreciate you having me on the show. If they type in the coupon code SAVE25, that's SAVE 25, SAVE 25, they'll save 25% off the ticket price. They'll be able to stream it from now and through the end of May. And it's a great opportunity to sort of learn a little bit. We go behind the scenes with Dennis. You know, people who know and love Dennis
Brilliant.
May not know that he loves being an orchestra conductor. And we tell a great story, and it's really filled with hope as well, which is a little something that I think everybody could use right now.
You got it. Owen, thank you very much. Thank you guys for all the hard work you've put into this. Is something every single American has a stake in, whether or not we're going to have free speech anymore in this country, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have sort of like the breathless partisan media is going like crazy these days, and it makes it feel like you're not safe to like say what you think. But this film really reminds you of the importance of, you know, what you believe is important and what you believe you should have a right to say.
Excellent. Thank you, Owen. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Don. Really appreciate it.
All right. That's Owen Brennan, producer of a must-see documentary, No Safe Spaces. And as he said, you can go to nosafespaces.com. And WAVA has a special promo discount for you. You use the promo discount code SAVE25 and you'll save 25% off the rental of the film. Just go to nosafespaces.com and be sure you use that promo code SAVE25.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Khin Maung was a high-ranking member of the Myanmar army and was well known for his hatred and mistreatment of Christians. But one day he found himself on the other side of mistreatment. Accused of a crime he didn't commit, he was tortured by fellow soldiers. In the midst of the torture, he saw a vision of Jesus hanging on the cross. The vision stayed with him. And later, in prison for his alleged crime, he encountered six Christian pastors who shared the gospel with him. Eventually, Ken placed his faith in Christ, and today he's a bold evangelist despite persecution. Praise God for this miraculous transformation.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
105.1 FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, we are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
Hey folks, like you, I'm confined to my home, spending time with my family. One thing we enjoy right now is watching uplifting movies that affirm our faith. With all the choices, what can you watch? I have the answer. Introducing Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, a documentary which presents convincing evidence that the biblical account of the Exodus is true. Investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney journeyed to Egypt, Israel, and throughout the world to search for answers to one very important question. Did the stories, like Exodus, as written in the Bible, really happen? The results of his investigation are monumental. Right now, you can watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, at home. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. Immediately following the movie, a panel moderated by Gretchen Carlson and featuring Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, and Anne Graham Lotz will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and others in this series. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com.
Show on WAVA. I don't need to tell you, as the nation and all of us here in the DMV and throughout the country have been adjusting to and dealing with the impact of COVID-19 over the past several weeks, we've made it a point to bring a number of both local and national pastors and Christian leaders to the show to share their own thoughts and insights during this unusual and difficult time for so many of us. Case in point, my guest this hour is Pastor Thomas Lee. He serves as founder and senior pastor of Hope Bible Church in Columbia, Maryland, also founder and president of the Grace Advance Mid-Atlantic Bible Institute. And many of you know he hosts Discover Hope with Thomas Leake, which airs right here on WAVA Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 7:30 a.m. Pastor Tom, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to join me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be interviewed like this. I am just a local pastor, and I really appreciate having me on the show.
Well, I'll just take exception to that word just, if I may. Because, as you know, Eddie Gibbs wrote a book on leadership called Leadership Next a few years ago, and he said for every megachurch, which he called an elephant, he said there are a few hundred of those. He said there are thousands of what he called fleas, local churches that don't maybe reach the status of mega, but they are so important to the growth of the work of Christ. So it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, let's start with your own challenges that are really pretty considerable, and others, I'm sure, who may hear your story can relate because, as I've said, even about the suffering church, Tom, the suffering church has problems beyond the virus that they were dealing with already, and
That's
others
right.
as well. What's your story?
Well, I'm coming up on a 5-year anniversary of a very difficult announcement my wife and I got that I had pancreatic cancer. And you're not supposed to last 5 years if you have pancreatic cancer, at least the statistics are against you. But it recurred about a year and a half ago, and it's been a very, very painful year, 18 months really, and it's been deteriorating strength, deteriorating energy, a lot of pain, and I was back in Johns Hopkins Hospital in October for a week and then again in November, and honestly, at that point, a lot of our closest friends at church, even the family, thought that I was going to be passing away. I remember lifting my arms up in bed, and I could barely lift them up. I just raised them up, and I said, Lord, if it's time to go, then take me. I don't have any strength or energy left, and if it's not, please restore my strength and heal me. And since that prayer in November till now, I've had a very, very slow recovery. But I'm outside working in the garden and doing my walking, and the Lord's been gracious.
Well, I look forward to the day when we can have you back to tell the rest of the story of full recovery. I'm sure right now folks are making note of the name Thomas Leake, folks, a fellow servant of the Lord. Pray for complete and quick recovery. So, Tom, thank you for sharing that. And how does that help you relate to others who are vulnerable and at risk in a pandemic time like this?
I know. Thanks for asking that question. That actually is what I live with. When they said, watch out for the virus, you know, if you're in this category, and I keep looking at the category, and taking chemo, this is our second time going through chemo, and having lost a lot of weight and all of that, I'm like, wow, I'm one of these guys that they're talking about that could easily die by getting the virus. So my wife and I have been hunkered down here, but not hunkered in the sense of not trying to reach out and all. I go on Sundays to our church building, and I preach. There's a shell of people there, 5 to 10 people, just to make sure we can get the worship service out to all the folks in our church. And I, of course, have to go to get my chemo once a week at Hopkins. But I try to obey the rest of the good and the cautions that we've been given. I've been doing some form of social distancing, I guess, for months and months when the flu was out, long before COVID-19. So we know the disappointment of not being able to embrace people, talk with them as much as you want to, have them over to your home. All of the usual social delights and ways that we connect in church have been kind of impinged in my situation.
Now, you've studied theology, you've studied the Word of God, you studied with John MacArthur, of course, and I know expository preaching is high on your list, and also a thorough understanding as best we can of how God does what he does and why he does it. It may seem like a foolish question. Is there such a thing as a theology of the pandemic? What do we do when things like this happen and people start to say, where is God?
Yeah. And I've had to ask that a lot of times because it would seem the harder I would pray, the more my trial would just either increase or linger on. But yeah, there are a lot of things we go through in life that we don't like, and this is one of them. Where does the virus come from? Why is it here? And we read in the Psalms that God is in the heavens and he does whatever he pleases. We know that he turns evil things and tribulation into great things. Look at the cross of our Lord Jesus. We know he's doing that right now with the virus. We know he's using that to win some people to the Lord, to have them look for a stronger hope. That's got to be part of the purpose that he has in all of this. As we think about how easily we could pass on, we think about our mortality. That has to be part of our thought and our theology, that, as James says, our life is just a vapor. It appears for a little while, and then it's gone. This gets us thinking about that more, and it's good we do, because we don't know when we'll pass, you know, through this world. Even I, with my pancreatic cancer, I don't know what my last day will be. I don't know when my last sermon will be preached, but we're supposed to live like that. We're supposed to trust God with all of our heart, not lean on our own understanding. We know that verse. We have it probably memorized from Proverbs 3. And what does that mean? That means in a crisis like this, when things don't add up, life doesn't make sense, and no one was predicting this or expecting this, at least for this year, that you say, I trust God. He's going to work in an amazing way. He's going to work in a strange way. He's going to work in a different way, but he is still on his throne. He's still working. That's what our trust in the sovereignty of God is all about, at least the way I read it.
And would you agree, this is a maturing time for people, for all of us, as you say. We quote verses at times not intentionally, but perhaps glibly, you know, all things work together for good and so forth.
Right.
And then the Lord kind of has ways of saying, how serious are you?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yes, so you claim to believe this, and we say, oh yeah, trials mature us and all. I remember preaching three times through James chapter 1 and trials before I got cancer, and there was a little girl in church that said, well, now we're going to find out, you know, if Pastor Lee can actually live what he preaches. And man, that's the case, because you understand the purpose of trials, but when you're in the middle of it, you don't want to be joyful about it. You don't care about the completion of your character. You want your life back.
That's right.
And that's the selfish response to it. And then when you settle down, you start reading Scripture more thoughtfully, you start learning to trust God a little more deeply, then you realize, all right, it's not just a glib saying, it really is true. God's going to work in my life in a way he hasn't before. What I've seen is I'm weak. I remember coming back to the pulpit after being away for a while, and I said, guys, I just want you to know I'm not a strong man. If you see strength in me, what you're seeing is Christ working in me. He delights to show his power, his grace, his glory in weak vessels. Well, here you have a weak vessel, so give glory to Christ. Let's see what he does through this whole cancer experience. See how he blesses our church and works in ways we probably couldn't have figured out he would do it that way.
Well, speaking of your church and the church itself globally, both around the world and right here locally in our own congregations, how has this pandemic affected the church, and what should the church be doing, hearing, responding to in this crisis, in your view?
Yeah, I think that question's on the mind of a lot of pastors. Some of the pastors I've spoken to in the region that have smaller churches are wondering whether or not the folks are going to be faithful and even come back, and they're going to have a church after this. We want to pray for them and pray that God maintains their gospel preaching ministry. My particular church, Hope Bible Church in Columbia, Maryland, is just, the people there are just amazing. They've not only supported me through my cancer, but through this whole virus, we've had more people coming out to our, quote, meetings. You know, they're the Zoom room meetings, and they are the online meetings. We've had more people watching on Sunday, more people coming to the women's breakfast, more people coming out to the men's breakfast, and the connections have been great. People have continued to give financially. Small group leaders are contacting folks in their small group. Our staff has been working hard at different times from their home and all, and so far, it's only affected our church, I would say, positively. We yearn to be together. We've asked people to think more thoughtfully about what they'll do when they come back and use their spiritual gifts more. But I can see that in some churches it could be a painful and a difficult time, and we need to try to keep all those men encouraged in what they're doing.
This last question, and Pastor, I'd love to have you back for a longer visit when things settle down and we have time, perhaps even for you to come in the studios. But if not, in the near future, I'd like to have you share more of this, because God has brought you through a lot already, and I think you have a lot to share with us. In this last moment, what would you encourage people to pray for and pray about?
Well, we've kind of brought it up already. Be praying that as the church comes back together, that it will do so with confidence and courage, not with fear, that we'll really not look at people as, oh, you're a virus-carrying person, but we'll look at them as a person to love. And then pray while we're apart that we use our time the best we can, and that we can reach out and do amazing things even now, be creative in ways we can serve one another, be people that are zealous for good deeds. I would be praying just for our courage a lot, for our love of the Scriptures, diving into Scriptures, keeping our thinking right. Be praying for that for the brethren, that our thinking is not driven by the latest news, but it's driven by the Word of God. I would focus a lot of prayers on that. And, of course, I have to say that the hope that we have will spread. What a great time for our hope to spread and for people to realize they're on sinking sand. Come jump over to the rock we stand on, which is Jesus Christ. Really pray for the evangelism and the mission of the church.
Good words, my friend. Good words. Thank you. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you so much. What an honor to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our honor. Tom Leake, he is Hope Bible Church, also founding and president of Grace Advanced Mid-Atlantic Bible Institute. You can find his work and that of his ministry and his church at Hope. I'm looking for it here. Yeah, hopebiblechurch.org, hopebiblechurch.org. And also reminding you, you can hear him Saturdays, 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And again on Sundays at 7 to 7:30 a.m. again right here on WAVA.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends April 30th. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
This report is sponsored by Upwork. When you need in-demand talent on demand, checking out traffic out of Maryland and Riverdale, traffic is at a crawl as you make your way northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, right between Route 450 and Route 410. The work zone is causing major bumper-to-bumper delays starting from Route 202, and unfortunately, those slowdowns will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute this afternoon. Upwork has the world's largest network of independent professionals, like designers, developers, data scientists, you name it. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is...
A freeze warning is in effect from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Wednesday. For tonight, mainly clear with winds gradually subsiding, the low 38. Tomorrow, breezy with abundant sunshine, the high 60. Tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness, the low 46. Thursday, cloudy skies with rain overspreading the area in the afternoon. Thursday, we'll see a high of 62. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
I want to remind you, WAVA New Life Ministries offering a free resource for you, 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety, and you can get your free copy by going to our website. Just go to WAVA.com, enter the keyword overcome. Maybe while you're there, click on that banner for Bible League International, Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia. I want to tell you where we are right now because we are really making some progress. Still a way to go, but I have no doubt we'll get there. I want to thank Eileen in New Carrollton for a $20 gift. But remember, these gifts right now are being doubled twice. Once by the Bible League, your gift also being doubled by our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores. So Eileen's New Carrollton gift, $20, becomes not, four Bibles, but 12. Milton in Gaithersburg, Maryland, $50 becomes $150 for 60 Bibles. And then Mann in Reston gave a $150 gift. Now, that ends up being, in total, a $450 gift or 90 Bibles because of the matching. Just some of the calls we've gotten. Christopher in Greenbelt, $100, again, doubled. So that's 60 Bibles, doubled twice is what I'm saying. Paul in Fort Washington, $50. There's a $100 gift. Again, that's doubled to 60 Bibles. $50 gift doubled to 100. That's 40 Bibles. You get the point. Every dollar you're giving right now is being doubled twice. As the old saying goes, such a deal, right? Good time to make your call and your gift. And right now, we still have over $7,700 of Passport money waiting to double you. That $1,000 you're thinking of giving, it'll be doubled to $2,000. 500 doubled to 1,000, etc. So I hope you'll stay with us. We have some other things planned for the rest of the afternoon as well, but right now let's do some providing of Bibles. What do you say? The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International. The Don Crow Show on WAVA, reminding you, WAVA and New Life Ministries offering a free resource right now to you, 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. You can get your free copy by simply going to our website, WAVA.com, enter the keyword overcome, and you can pull it down, read it, print it out, or whatever. 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. Well, certainly, and it's not being trite to say it, one of the great ways to overcome our fears and anxieties. I know Steve Arterburn and all the folks at New Life and all of us here at WAVA would agree that the Word of God can bring comfort and insight and a sense of security and ability to deal with our fears and anxieties as nothing else can. And that's why we refer you often to the Word of God. I've been encouraging folks at our church to, not just once, but every so often, go read Psalm 91 all the way through. Perfectly tailored for this situation in which our nation and the nations of the world find themselves. And by the way, in that regard, that's why also we're always honored to team up with the Bible League to provide scriptures wherever the need may be. And of course, as you know, it's all over the world. Our focus in this current campaign is Bibles for Asia. There's a lot happening in Asia that is good and exciting, and it is really the hand of God at work. But as with every revival or every ingathering or every harvest of hungry hearts, it can only go so far. By that I mean, it's really limited by whether or not those who are coming to faith have access to the eternal written word of God as opposed to the mere ideas of men. So that's why we want to be part of this. We want to join others in what they're doing in the work of God in these parts of the world. Ahmed, who is in Asia, talks about the importance of the Word of God in terms of walking with those who are new in the faith.
Realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
I love that. I want to replay that because it's so powerful. He said such important things there. We say, oh, it's wonderful. People are coming to faith in Christ out of the Muslim world by the tens of thousands, and we pray God will be with them. And it's good to pray that. Nothing wrong with that prayer. But let's not assume that that is finally thereby going to meet their needs. Instead, they need us to walk alongside them, and one of the ways we can do it is by giving Bibles.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
Now, I know that these are difficult times for all of us. Many of you perhaps have lost your jobs or you've been furloughed, so I don't take that lightly. It may not be a good time for you to come up with extra money to give for Bibles, and that's between you and the Lord. That is really sacred ground. If God prompts you to make gifts even out of your poverty, in fact, Paul writes to one church and says, basically, you gave out of your own poverty. You gave beyond what you could possibly have really afforded to give, and you did it, but he praised them for that double sacrifice, if you will. So I'm certainly not preaching at you by any means, but I'm simply saying we want to give you the chance to invest in the kingdom of God, even perhaps at a time when things are hard for you. And if you're not able to do anything right now, may the Lord bless you and provide your resources so that in the future you can do what your heart wants to do. But for those who can do anything, whether it's $5 for one Bible or $15 for three or $25 for five, $5 right now is going to be doubled to $10 every time you make the call to 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just go there and enter the keyword Bibles. And I do want to say some thank yous when we come back from this break. And I remind you that this part of the show is being sponsored by the Bible League International. We'll be right back.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks tumbled again today with tech shares particularly weak, hurting equities and other cratering of global oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial slid 631 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped nearly 300. The S&P 500 was down 86. The most actively traded U.S. crude contract for June delivery of oil plunged another 43% to settle at $11.57 a barrel. That's a 21-year low closing price. Brent crude futures skidded 25%. Shares of IBM fell more than 3% today. The tech giant's quarterly earnings and revenue for the fiscal first quarter were a bit shy of estimates, and it withdrew its full-year guidance. The coronavirus outbreak continues to make a shamble of the movie release schedule. Warner Brothers says it has delayed a batch of releases, including the new Batman movie and a Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark. The Sopranos prequel will be moved from September to next March, and The Batman will be pushed back 4 months till October of next year. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, "Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when He comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
I've been told that since our faith and family mortgage team has long been running commercials here, that I should write something about this worldwide crisis. But here I sit, laptop on lap, and I got nothing. Who am I to give wise words? I had to Google what pandemic even meant a couple weeks back. And then it hit me. The fact that I am clueless about what to say actually says everything. For me, having control is a thing. I fool myself that my work ethic gives me control of my finances, that my food choices gives me control over my health, and I fool myself that I've got my future planned out. And then this happens, and I'm humbly reminded who's really in control. In which case, there's only one thing for me to wrestle with, and that's whether I can actually trust Him. There's a verse that says, "Be still and know that I am God." I'm working hard on trying to listen. I hope you can too. Be safe from your friends at United Faith Mortgage.
My name is Boy or Wasan Bunmin. So I would like to say to our brothers and sisters around the world that our small church here in this part of the country has been working very hard sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people in our neighborhoods. And I would like to invite you to pray for us as we are looking out for 1,000 Philips to help sharing the word of the Lord.
That's Pastor Boy in Thailand. And of course, many of you recognize his reference to 1,000 Philips. That's the beautiful Project Philip that's designed years and years ago by the Bible League as a means by which they can introduce people systematically and thoroughly to the Word of God. As we've often said, and it's not meant critically, but Bible League has never stood on a street corner and with a box of Bibles just handed them out to anybody who may be willing to take one. And I'm not saying that won't work at times, but they are very careful to steward the Word of God so that the person who receives it begins to be able to understand. It's really the Philip Project out of Acts chapter 8, where Philip joined the chariot of the Ethiopian. We know the story. And the Ethiopian had to admit that he didn't know what he was reading, even though he was reading one of the most remarkable pieces of prophecy in the entire Bible, reading about Isaiah and reading about Christ in Isaiah 53. But Philip had to come alongside and explain to him what was going on? What was being said? Who was being talked about? And we know that beautiful story. Conversion resulted that was deep and thorough. In fact, it was so decisive, the Ethiopian recognized the need to be baptized in the Christian faith, and he said, "Well, there's some water. Why can't we do it right now?" And many believe that was the seed sown into the entire nation of Ethiopia that brought the gospel to that great nation that goes on until this very day. but it took the word of God being explained. So that's what this brother's referring about when he asks for help so that they can give Bibles to people, and then through Project Philip, they can train them in the word of God so they understand what it is that they are actually deciding to do. So your gifts have a powerful eternal consequence. If it's $5, think about it. That one Ethiopian, that one key man in the kingdom of Ethiopia, the rule of Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, that one man and that one Bible. Think about it. Just one Bible changed an entire nation. You and I have no idea where that one Bible you give, or two, or three, or ten, or whatever, we have no idea where it's going to go and what it's going to do. But I've called this sort of thing nation building at its very best. It's non-political, it's non-partisan, it's driven only by the power of the pure Word of God, and that Word of God can change and does change lives. In fact, many of you would not even be listening to such a program as this today if the Word of God had not found its way somehow into your heart and life, maybe recently or many, many years ago. So I want to thank some folks right now who have been giving, but it's $5 per Bible, $15 for three, $25 for five, $50 for ten, $100 for, you get the point. Just take that $5, and if you're able to multiply it a number of times over, great. If you can only call with $5, you may say, Don, should I call with just $5? Well, I just said, look what one Bible did to a nation through the Ethiopian story that we love to tell out of the book of Acts. So there's no telling where that one Bible will go. But if you can give more, we need more. We really need about 7,000 copies of the Word of God, and we're chipping away at it together. I say we collectively as you make the calls to 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Or you can go online to WAVA.com, enter the keyword Bibles, or click on the Bible League banner. It'll get you where you want to be. And by the way, if you don't want your name mentioned, all you have to do is tell the operator if you call 800-YES-WORD, I want to give this anonymously, and they are supposed to let me know that on this end when I look for the names. Or if you go online, you can type it into the comment box at our website, WAVA.com. But again, anything you can give right now really is going to be a blessing. It's going to help change the lives of individuals who are, I mean, many of these folks, as you heard the last brother from Thailand say, these are new Christians out of the Muslim faith. And they need a copy of God's Word to solidify their decision to put everything on the line and follow Jesus Christ. To me, that's worth an investment of a few dollars. What do you say? With all due respect to the limited times and resources many have right now, if you can do something, we hope you will. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, WAVA.com.
FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, we are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Some great news, folks. No Safe Spaces, the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019, is now available to watch at home. A great film for you and your family to see together during the extra time you may now be spending at home due to COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called No Safe Places smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film Hollywood doesn't want you to see, so you can't watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com as Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla reveal how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. And they do it in an entertaining and powerful way. Order this powerful film now for you and your family to see at NoSafeSpaces.com. And by using WAVA's promo code SAVE25, you'll save 25% off. Just go to NoSafeSpaces.com, use the promo code SAVE25.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
105.1 FM, WAVA, open 24 hours a day.
These are uncertain times. You may be searching for resources that help with your fears and anxieties. We've found a great one and want to send it to you free. A 14-page guide with 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety from best-selling author and host of New Life Live, Stephen Arterburn.
I want you to experience God's comfort right when you need it the most.
To get this resource for you or someone you love, log on to WAVA.com, keyword overcome. That's WAVA.com, keyword overcome.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With the coronavirus outbreak, it's critically important to wash your hands thoroughly, not touch your face, and practice social distancing. If you're a parent, it's also important to help your children cope with the stress and fear an event like this can bring. So remain calm, explain to your family all you're doing to protect them, and finally, slow down and enjoy your family's time together by having some fun. Remember, together we'll get through this.
So even though we have been church members, we didn't know how to go out to share the word of God or the gospel to the people. And with our experience that God has worked in our life, we can share with them our testimony plus the good news from the word of the Bible. So now we see that we have proper direction, and we see that this help us to be able to build up more relationship and closer relationship with our people, with our neighbors, through our experience and through the word of God.
That's someone named Nayana speaking through an interpreter, as of course you could tell, from Thailand. And they're simply saying now that they have the word of God, they know how to properly share the gospel. Now stop and think about that for a moment. If you've tried to share the word of God, and I know many of you have, it's a lifestyle for you. I hope that's the case. Imagine trying to do that without the scriptures. Imagine just whatever you could pick up along the way from whatever sources, but really not having the opportunity to carry the word of God in your own heart, to study it, to pray over it, to get it in your own heart, and then try to share it with others. I can't imagine the difficulty that might create for any of us. But these folks are saying now that we have the Bible, we can share it effectively and properly and accurately. And so that's really what we're asking you to partner with as well. Putting a copy of God's word in the hands of as many Christians as possible, especially now throughout the nations of Asia with this Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign with the Bible League, and trusting God to honor your sacrifice and your investment. What a difference that will make in those nations. In fact, I was reading a statement, I believe it's by a former Congressman Jay Rowland of Georgia. Back in 2016, he said, "How is it we have allowed prayer and Bible teachings to be removed from our school systems? This country was in covenant with God, and we failed to keep it. We need to, as a nation, reinforce prayer back into the schools. That in itself was our real defense as a nation, as well as our source of blessings. Then he said, I tremble to think what is in store for a country who has broken covenant with the Almighty. How blind are we to have allowed such a thing to happen? Our only hope is to fight to bring it back. Then he asks, why aren't we doing so? I, for one, am writing to any official in my state who may hopefully take notice. God have mercy on us all. Now, those words were just 4 years ago. I think even more appropriate now in the midst of the current crisis that we are all facing. But having said that, let's do something about it for other nations as well. Let's give some Bibles to the nations of Asia. $5 buys a Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20. Everything doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.